But welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number as Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. Let's go right to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Tom, thank you very much for hanging on, man. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the Republicans are the pro-murder and pro-death party, and that's factually true. One thing I'm going to push back a little bit with Sandy on is the fact that, you know, years ago, the owner of a corporation would make maybe 30, 40 times more than their average employee. You know, and now it's thousands and thousands of times greater than their average employee. And, you know, that cannot make a person very interested in, you know, working for someone when you have that discrepancy between someone that's really doing the hard work and someone that's sitting back and collecting the dividends check. Also, I would say that big part of the problem is that everything has become corporatized. So as an example, just take the family farm or hospitals, but take the family farm. And on the family farm, you had farmers that cared about the land. You had farmers that cared about the animals. You had cared about farmers that cared about getting food to the people. And now it's just all a big, you know, profit dollar thing. And now it's just all about, you know, who cares if we rape the land? Who cares if we do this? Because it's all about the mighty buck. It's all about greed. It's all about money. And then it's all about money and politics, because there's no regulation on any of these people because the politicians are paid off. I know I've said a lot, but it's very true. Also, I think that CJ suffers from long COVID. If he hasn't been listening to the show at all, I think there's plenty of times where we criticize the current president of the United States. And I'd like to ask him, of course, if there's anything he would criticize the past number 45 on his job in the United States. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, you want to respond at all?
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, I'm not sure what he's pushing back on. I don't disagree with him. I think the business model of business in America has gotten out of whack. Some of it is the result of a lack of adequate regulation. I think that there could have been greater oversight provided by the SEC associated with disclosures and shining a bright light on the income and compensation for top executives, because even the financial world believes that the compensation of top executives has gotten out of whack and is damaging the American business scene. What I was talking about was shining a bright light, which is what COVID did on how the laborers were being compensated, and independent from what they thought about what chief executives were being compensated. It's clear that the business model has not adequately been compensating its workers and has not been creating environments that are conducive to having workers in the business places where we now need them. And it's gone a long way towards promoting the shortages, which are currently the root cause of inflation. And where I was going before the break was to talk a bit about the root cause of inflation. And one of the problems that we have is an interesting one, which is that we have shortage. Inflation is the result of too much money chasing too few goods. And the Federal Reserve Bank can only focus on this question of too much money. So the Federal Reserve, when it fights inflation, does everything it can to reduce the amount of money out there that can bid for and buy products. And bid the price up on the products. Well, the ultimate effect of inflation is the price of things going up. And it can happen because there is a shortage of things, and there is then a bidding for the shortage that causes its price to go up. One of the solutions to that is to increase the supply of things. And that would be a much more beneficial effect or cause for the solution to this current round of inflation, because if we leave it only to the Federal Reserve, what they'll do is they'll have to create something that is basically a recession. Recessions are very damaging to Tom, Dick, and Mary, because it's all of the actions of the Fed are designed to reduce the purchasing power of Tom, Dick, and Mary so the price of products don't get bid up. But an even better solution is to increase the supply of products, which is done primarily by increasing the labor that is committed to providing those products. So it's win-win. The products become more numerous. Businesses earn more money. More workers earn more money. It's actually a very productive way to solve for this current round of inflation. The question is, how can we organize ourselves to focus on that side of the coin? What can government do to promote solutions to the supply chain problems so that we can reduce shortages and thereby defeat inflation? That's the hopeful side of this problem is possibly we can work our way. The problem with all of those solutions to the supply chain is much like what we were talking about in the hospital system, which is there's a time lag. You can't solve the supply chain problems overnight, but the demand side, and the Federal Reserve can do things overnight. They're slotted this week to increase the Federal Reserve borrowing rate by 0.75%. That's something you can do overnight. So my hope is that both the private scene, the corporate scene, as well as the political scene, wakes up to the fact that if they focus their attention on the supply side, we can actually solve the current inflation problem without a recession and without all the damage to Tom, Dick, and Mary.
So, Sandy, is it possible then that because once things slow down, the supply side will have a chance to catch up and you can kill two birds with one stone?
Well, the problem with that one is that the cure to inflation is recession.
Right.
And recession causes layoffs. It puts a lid on pay raises. It does all kinds of things.
Yeah, but can't the supply side then catch up during that period?
Well, it will catch up during that period, but it'll be catching painful. Up to a reduced number.
Right.
And it's painful. So I'm just saying that a less painful approach would be to focus all kinds of attention on solving the supply side problems and increasing supply so that we don't have an inflation-induced recession, which is caused by shortage. Shortage is kind of a stupid way to cause a recession. Shortage means that we fail to have our manufacturing processes keep up with demand. The kind of inflation that's caused by profligate government expenditure is a situation in which the amount of money bidding for a supply which is adequate gets inflated too much, and the prices get bid up on things which are not, in fact, in shortage.
So Sandy, I kind of want to flip to a different subject, and that's the drug prices. While we're talking about health and all those things, the Democrats are making this final push to rev up high stakes, final push to lower drug prices. And you would think, Sandy, that the lowering drug prices would not be something that would be, either Democrat or Republican. Republicans also need, lower drug prices. That shouldn't be something that should have anything to do with whether you're a Democrat or Republican. But this goes back to what we're constantly talking about. The drug prices need to be lowered, period. We know that they're lower all over the world than they are here. And the question should always be, since so many of them created here, you could certainly ask the questions, why, and created with the help of our federal government dollars to help create the drugs, that how can somebody possibly justify the American people paying 2 to 3 times more for the drugs since our tax dollars are used to help create those drugs here? That shouldn't be something that should be split between Democrat and Republican, should it?
No, and in fact, one of the compromises to get the Affordable Care Act passed was to make it impossible for the federal government to negotiate and essentially force the prices of, well, not force, but through negotiation to cause the price of pharmaceuticals to reflect something like a competitive marketplace, where the buyers would exercise constraint and restraint about buying things that were too expensive. And the interesting thing is, I think all the Democratic bill wants to do is to get rid of the provision in the Affordable Care Act that made it impossible for the government to negotiate pharmaceutical drug prices. And so that's even just a marketplace kind of a reaction. You'd think conservatives would be pleased about that. But it turns out that the power of K Street and the lobbying power of the pharmaceuticals is so great that there's bipartisan concerns and worry about doing something as easy as forcing pharmaceuticals to face the marketplace and to sell drugs at something that would be a price dictated by competition.
You know, Sandy, you talk about, and what you just said, with it, it being that K Street is going to control that. And again, but K Street also, Democrats also have to deal with K Street. Why then can they say on the Democratic side of this, Sandy, that we need to do this, but yet on the other side of it, the Republicans shouldn't have to deal with the same thing? I mean, they're dealing with the American people who also are struggling to continue to pay these high drug prices. How can K Street's pressures be any more on the Republicans than on the Democrats?
Well, we'll see how the vote goes as to whether it's unanimous on the Democratic side. But in any case, well, K Street has more influence sometimes on a partisan basis. And maybe in this case, that's all they needed to focus on is the U.S. Senate, right? All they need to get, all they need to do is control enough Republicans in the U.S. Senate to not get to the 60% vote that's required.
Hey, Sandy, hang on. Got to go to a break. I see you, Chuck. Hang on. Short break. We'll be right back.